This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. As a minister of religion, I've conducted quite a few funerals over the years, and I've been with families as they've grieved over the loss of a loved one. But to lose your own mother is quite a different story. And I knew personal sadness. I still miss her, and I thank God for her 86 years of life and the impact she had on me. But understanding death is not an easy topic to talk about. I think many of us would prefer to talk about something else, but death is a real topic that's going to touch every person at some stage in their life. Perhaps you've lost someone recently, and you're experiencing the pain of bereavement and sadness. Now, it is a sad time, and even though some people say, look, you just got to get over it and move on, it takes time to adjust to life without your loved one. In fact, it's not an exaggeration to say that the greatest mystery of life is death. Now, there's not a manual or a book that I can pass on to you today that'll help you explain how it will happen, when it's going to happen. It's a complete mystery, and it's difficult to unravel while we are alive. We can become quite upset because it's natural to have questions about death, things that we don't understand. But that's where the Bible is such a unique and wonderful book to read. Jesus gave some instructions to his disciples just before he died and left them. And he told them that he was going to leave them. And I think that they were quite in shock because Peter, one of his closest friends, said, Lord, why can't I go with you? That's John 13, verse 37. And Jesus realized their panic and he gave them, and in fact to us, some inspiring words. And these are the words from John 14. Have faith in God and have faith in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. Now, I wouldn't tell you this, he said, unless it was true. I am going to prepare a place for each of you. After I've done this, I'll come back and take you with me, and then we'll be together. Well, Thomas and the others were quite worried and confused. They didn't quite know, didn't understand the message. They didn't know where he was going. How could they possibly know the way? And then it was that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's John 14, verse 6. So Jesus did not only know the way or point the way, he said, I am the way. So if you're faced with big issues like death, it's okay to ask God the questions, and it's okay to feel hurt and pain. Someone we love dies, they've gone from us. Well, the pain of this topic hits home when we realize that one day we are going to die. You know, I'm not going to live on this earth forever. One day I'll die, and you will too. We never know when or how, and if we were honest, we would probably talk about something else. But even Jesus, when he was here on earth, knew the experience of losing a close friend. We read in the scriptures he had friends, particularly three, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were two sisters and a brother, and they were very kind to Jesus, actually allowing him to stay in their home at Bethany. Jesus ate with them, he stayed in the home, and then one day he got the news, Lord, the one you love is sick. Mary, one of the sisters, was very distressed because her brother, Lazarus, was desperately ill. And Jesus said, your brother will rise again. And he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Well, 4 days later, Lazarus did die, and Jesus came to visit the tomb. And we're told in the scriptures that he stood outside the tomb and wept. He was upset. His friend had died. And it's wonderful, isn't it? Or reassuring to know that Jesus is with us in our sadness. And the story is quite miraculous that Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave, and after the 4 days of death, Lazarus walked out of that tomb from the darkness into sunlight. And so we know that Jesus understood death. Jesus said, I am the one who raises the dead to life. Everyone who has faith in me will live, even though he die. And everyone who lives because of faith in me will never really die. You can read that in John 11, verse 25. And they're the words of Jesus for us today. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that there is victory over death, that we're not left to fumble around understanding this. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.